Ambient, House, and More. That's Electronic Air every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. here on KGNU.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and we're going to move just a little bit away from the world of opera, but not terribly far. The great opera star Ben Heppner has put together a CD of songs of Paolo Tosti, and Adile is one of the ones that first impressed him very, very much, and that became the title track of his CD. But all of these are performed with a Salon orchestra, never more than 11 instrumentalists all together. In the three decades prior to World War I, when Salon repertoire was welcomed and expected from the greatest singers of the day, along came Francesco Paolo Tosti. And he wrote some songs that really capture the heart, but he wasn't so much an opera composer. There's a strong bel canto orientation of Tosti's melodies, and that sends him back about 75 or 80 years. So he had a conservative temperament, but he was also a beautiful romantic composer who certainly understood melody. Ben Heppner admired L'alba separa dalla luce l'ombra, and that's what prompted a more thorough exploration of Tosti's songs and created this CD. The son of a cereal dealer, Tosti was born in 1846 in the coastal town of Ortona in the Abruzzo region north of Naples. At the age of 20, as a cathedral choir master, he suffered a serious breakdown, and that required a lengthy convalescence, during which he produced the first songs of his professional career. His first trip to London in 1875 and annual visits later eventually ended up with him staying in London permanently in 1880. His excellence as a singing teacher benefited stars of Covent Garden, Melba for one, and students of the Royal Academy for a number of others as well. Generally, he concentrates on the middle voice, only occasionally exploiting the extremes of range. In The Hush of the Night, for example, he doesn't go too low or too overly high. Tosti included Puccini and Mascagni among his dearest friends, but their feverish verismo expansiveness was hardly his stock in trade, and indeed would have seriously undermined his basic expressive approach. I'd like to just read to you the lyrics to the poem, I guess you might say, that inspired the poem Perfection. Carmelo Errico wrote this poem, and it goes like this. I followed you like a rainbow of peace across the pathways of the sky. I followed you like a friendly torch in the veil of the night. And I felt you in the light, in the air, in the scent of the flowers. And the lonely room was full of you and of your radiance. Entranced by you, at the sound of your voice, I dreamed for so long. And all the world's distress and afflictions I forgot that day. Come back, dear perfection, come back for a moment and smile on me again. And from your face, a new dawn will shine on me. Let's hear the music of Tosti. Ben Heppner is singing these songs.
Seguì come li denibar. fanno ogni croce in quel giorno scordai. Torna, caro su questo seno, angel d'amore, posa il capo celeste. Allo splendor dell'immortal tua veste, ti conobbe il mio cuore. Entrai alla luce, te mi mirai, sanami il cor che geme. Entra e di gioia non provate mai, esulteremo insieme. Entra e di gioia non provate mai, esulteremo insieme. Entra, entra. Mortali al tuo sereno viso s'appresseranno audaci, e un senso proverai di caldi baci.
And I stretch out my arms to the night, to the star, but a gulf is between us, the light is so far. Oh, love of my life, in what land mayst thou be? I am looking and waiting and longing for thee. In the hush of the night, by the foam of the sea, I hear thee, I see thee, thou comest to me. With thine eyes shining through, stars in the night, and I lie on thy breast in a storm of delight. Oh God, 'tis a dream, 'tis a wraith from the sea. Thou art gone, thou art dead, thou art parted from me. In the hush of the night, by the desolate sea, I am weeping and kneeling and praying for thee. When thy spirit comes back with a passion of yore, and the gulf that divides us, my darling, no more. Oh, love of the lost, oh, love yet to be, I have found thee at last. I have found thee at last. I am coming to thee. I am coming to thee. Lascia che io mi sollevi, o il gelo me leve. O tremato, thank you.
all'aria il ciel sereno. Quando le rondinelle il nido fanno, quando di nuovi fior sorna il terreno, vorrei morir, quando in furia il nembo e la tempesta, allor che l'aria si fa scura, scura. Quando ai rami una foglia più non resta, allora avrei paura, vorrei morir, vorrei morir, vorrei morir quando tramonta il sole, quando sul prato
dal mio desire, o dolce. dolci stelle e l'ora di morire un più divino amor dal ciel vi sgombra. Pupili ardenti, o voi senza ritorno stelle tristi, spegnetemi. Interrotte, ma le debbo
sole.
Volgesti lo sguardo tuo soave insino a me. Al dolce incanto ai palpiti celesti che quell'istante tenero mi diè. Ma tu l'hai scordato, dici che un sogno fu. Labbro tuo dolcissimo vagar. All'esperanza, al sogno lusinghiero che mi seppe nell'animo d'estar. Ma tu l'hai scordato, dici che un sogno fu.
tuoi fiori al vento e alla luna, stanotte io canterò la serenata. L'eco sospirerà per la laguna finché l'avrò d'estata, finché l'avrò d'estata. Ed or che notte la luna s'asconde e notte passa l'aquilone, tu pille verde male tre gibionde, io più non canterò quella canzone. Quel sogno mio fatto di luce, stanotte la terrò dentro le braccia. Ella verrà, l'incanto la conduce, e l'amor mio l'allaccia. L'allaccia. Ed or che notte solingo viandante, io vado e più non spero, la donna mia avuto passione.
Je n'ai pas pour toi brûler d'amour extrême, si tu ne peux m'aimer avec la même ardeur. Dieu le permettra-t-il, seul faudra-t-il que j'aime. Qui voudrait imposer ce supplice à mon cœur? Si tel était mon sort, peut-être moins cruel pourrais-tu que se prendre m'aimer à ton tour. Mais ce serait trop tard, car la mort qui m'appelle m'aurait déjà dans l'ombre engloutissant. Tout seul, qu'un vif regret t'accable, tu porteras un jour tes pas dans le Seigneur. Bientôt le repentir d'un abandon coupable.
la douleur toujours est, telle que la mer fessée qui sent ajournement, et là comme une flamme érantée fugitive s'allume en sur ma tombe au rayon de ma foi. Mon âme est encore bien que triste et plaintive. Dans un dernier adieu, s'étendrai devant toi, s'étendrai devant toi. Dans un dernier adieu, s'étendrai devant toi.
My love to thee, as the ivy clings close to the tower, as the dew lieth deep in a flower, as the shadow to night, as the day unto night, so clings my wild soul to thee, so clings my wild soul. As the moon glitters coldly alone, above earth on her cloud-woven throne, as the rocky-bound cave repulses a wave, so thy anger repulseth me. As the bitter black frost of a night slays the roses with pitiless might, as a sharp dagger thrust as a king to the dust, so thy cruelty murdereth me, so thy cruelty murdereth me. Yet in spite of thy queenly disdain, thou art seared by my passion and pain. Thou shalt hear I
stage is gay and bright, the footlights gleaming. You'll hear me sing tonight with laughter beaming. You'll see me laugh and play. You call me funny. How bright he is, you say. How gay and sunny. Sunshine laden, and if you think of me, perhaps you're saying how gay his life must be. It's only playing. A little happy maid, you do not. How many tears it costs to make one gay piano bow. You do not know how many tears to make one gay piano bow.
di ancora il dì che ci incontrammo. Le tue promesse le ricordi ancor. Folle d'amore io ti seguì, ci amammo, e accanto a te sognai.
Songs by Tosti here on KGNU's Opera Box. Beautiful performances with Ben Heppner and a few members of the London Symphony Orchestra. Actually, salon orchestras, never more than 11 people in any one of these particular arrangements. Hope you've enjoyed our little break away from pure opera and enjoying some operatic style songs by a great Italian composer. We are going to be ending our show here in just a few moments, so I wanted to let you know about a couple things coming up, and one of those actually has nothing to do with opera at all. Over at BDT Stage, Boulder's Dinner Theater, Rock of Ages is a lot of fun if you happen to be a fan of music of the 80s. Actually, I didn't even know most of those songs myself, but I sure enjoyed them, so you might want to just check that out just for fun. Also, a couple other things that are coming up. My goodness, I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. So something to kind of think about there. And I think the main thing, though, is that Opera Colorado is coming up with this performance. I've talked about this before, of La Boheme on November 4th, November 7th, 10th, 12th, and 15th. Five performances of the world's most popular opera. Really beautiful music. Go to operacolorado.org if you'd like more information. It's at the L.A. Calkins Opera House in Denver, and you really don't want to miss it. I'm Chris Moore. Thank you for listening, and Opera Box is on KGNU every Monday evening at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Chris, and you are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. It is time now for a Classic Monday. I'm EC, your host, along with Michael Dalala. Good evening.
So good to be here again. It's been a few Mondays.
It has.
It's nice to get in here when there's a fifth Monday, and I'm gonna do my darndest to, you know, regale you with my usual chatter about the music. I had a bit of an adventure at the dentist today, and my mouth was wide open for about 3.5 hours, and talking is challenging, but we're gonna muddle through here.
Indeed. So let's start things off this evening. It's always fun to play off that theme, this being, as I grew up, Devil's Night, the eve of All Hallows' Eve. And some of these pieces may be familiar for you, some a little less so. But let's get things started with Camille Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre.